It's James McGarry here, and welcome to Chatterbox, the Norwich Talking Newspaper. This is edition number 2352, recorded on Thursday, the 27th of November, 2025. I'm joined by Bridget Cook, and together we will bring you local news, letters from the evening news, and our first feature about two wonderful Norwich characters from the past, Biddy Blue Light and Black Anna. The next part of Chatterbox will continue with Information Desk, more news stories, and a second feature looking at the joy of knitting. At the end of this week's news, we will bring you the November edition of Chatterbox Just Talk. And here is David Potten to tell you more.
Hello, I'm David Potten, and I'm delighted to be able to tell you that the November edition of Just Talk is just around the corner after this week's Chatterbox. We have several celebrities to talk about this month. A Nobel Prize winner from Beccles, an ex-Radio 1 DJ in a London pub, an actor who starred with Doris Day, and of course, our very own Gal Tina and Neil Haverson. We're going to be hearing about Oklahoma and getting useful advice from both Vision Norfolk and Citizens Advice. And there will be another true or false quiz to test your wits. So don't forget, the November Just Talk follows just after Chatterbox.
Thank you, David. So let's begin with our first batch of news stories. More than 110,000 have visited Norwich Castle Keep since its revamp. Illegal e-bikes and e-scooters have been seized in Norfolk, and there's been a Christmas miracle at the Assembly House.
More than 110,000 people have visited Norwich Castle's keep in the 3 months since the medieval city landmark reopened after a multi-million pound revamp. An average of 1,200 people a day have been to see the results of the five-year-long Royal Palace Reborn project, which has restored the original floor levels of the 900-year-old keep. The keep reopened on Thursday, August the 7th, with the busiest day for tickets on Friday, August the 29th, when 2,032 people visited. New figures released by Norfolk County Council revealed more than 42,000 people visited over the summer holidays, with more than 11,500 over the October half term. More than 3,900 visited the Grade 1 listed building for free on Heritage Open Day in September. However, there has been criticism of the price of tickets to visit. Tickets on the door are £17 for adults and £14.50 for children aged 4 to 18. Children under 4 are free, and adults who go with a paid child get a £1.50 reduction. People can save a few pounds by booking in advance online. People on means-tested benefits and their children are free, while twilight tickets for entry an hour before closing are £2.50.
Norfolk sports car manufacturer Lotus has set a world record for the fastest charging electric vehicle. Lotus fully electric Emeya model has smashed its own EV charging record using the public network, reaching a peak charging power of 443 kilowatts to charge from 10 to 80% in just 13 minutes and 35 seconds. The test was completed by Lotus El Ghanim, the brand's official dealer in Kuwait, and used its ultra-fast 450 kilowatt DC charger. Emeya's features a cell-to-pack battery design, meaning 20% more cells can be packed into the same space compared to other electric cars. It also has a state-of-the-art 800-volt charging system designed to deliver rapid charging, technology which also features in the Lotus Eletre, the firm's hyper SUV. However, the future of Lotus UK headquarters in Norfolk remains uncertain. In August, Lotus, which employs around 1,300 staff at Hethel, announced it would be cutting 550 jobs at the factory. Its Chinese owners, Geely, previously denied reports that it was planning to close the plant to relocate its UK production to the US.
Hundreds of modified e-bikes and e-scooters have been seized in Norfolk since the launch of a crackdown, it can be revealed. It comes after it was announced that addressing safety concerns, unsafe riding, antisocial behaviour and the legality of modifications with e-bikes and e-scooters would be new priorities for police. People have repeatedly raised concerns about the riders zooming about Norwich city centre at dangerous speeds, with councillors describing it as one of their top road safety concerns. Food delivery drivers often use e-bikes to transport orders, but some modify them to make them faster, transforming them into motorcycles in the eyes of the law. Now, a Freedom of Information request has revealed the extent of the clampdown's success in the first 8 months of the year. As of August 2025, a total of 112 e-bikes were seized under Section 165 of the Road Traffic Act 1988. A further 12 bikes were taken by officers for unrelated reasons. A total of 140 e-scooters were also seized, while 12 were taken off owners for other reasons. To not break the law, an e-bike motor's maximum continuous rated power output must not exceed 250 watts, and electrical assistance cannot help propel the bike when it is travelling over 15.5 miles per hour.
A well-known local musician has turned his creative talents to tree trimming and given the city its own Easter Island-style sculptures. Band frontman Lee Vasey has trimmed a trio of hedges on Overstone Court in Sproston into a family of giant heads. The hedges, which have been trimmed with large facial features and no bodies, share similarities to the sculptures in Rapa Nui, known to most in the West as Easter Island in eastern Polynesia. One of the most remote inhabited islands in the world, it is famed for its enormous and mysterious sculptures carved between 1250 and 1500.
Two women who raided a festive igloo have returned the missing items and some things staff didn't realise had been stolen. The Assembly House in Norwich pleaded for the women to come forward after they were caught on CCTV stealing items during a concert. The igloos at the front of the Georgian building are part of the venue's festive celebrations. The women were captured leaving a concert being held at the Assembly House before making themselves at home in one of the igloos. Once inside, they stole speakers, a cake stand, and a decorative lantern. A spokeswoman for the Assembly House has now confirmed that the stolen items have been brought back, including things staff had not realised were missing. She added, "It is Christmas. People make silly decisions and sometimes a chance to put things right is all that is needed. For now, all is well. Everything is back where it belongs and we would much rather focus on kindness, hot chocolate and twinkly lights." Norfolk Constabulary has confirmed that the women will face no further action from police.